the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center, says in addition to tracking swine disease across the U.S., the Morrison Swine Health Monitoring Project is helping prepare for, identify, and respond to emerging disease threats. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
The Schick-funded Morrison Swine Health Monitoring Project, operated through the University of Minnesota, has submitted its 2025 annual report for swine disease monitoring and project enhancements. Swine Health Information Center Associate Director Dr. Lisa Becton says, by supporting effective monitoring tools, the project provides a mechanism for tracking swine disease and converting the data into actionable information.
The InSHIM program is designed to gather information on the health of the U.S. swine herd, and it represents more than 30 different production systems which participate voluntarily, but it also analyzes data to track disease trends and monitors for emerging pathogen activity. Some of the diseases of focus include the porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome virus, PED, Seneca A virus, and others. Information like epidemiology, including spatial and temporal transmission patterns, identification of production risk factors, and characterization of virus evolution are all included within the MSHIMP program. The MSHIMP program provides a mechanism for tracking and conversion of swine health data into actionable information that does support preparedness efforts. Some of the key things that can be taken into account and utilized for information when assessing swine health, including the addition of information to characterize incoming or imported swine health into the U.S., again, informing the picture of virus circulation. Another area is the assessment of impact of air filtration and being able to correlate that to potential virus health status. And lastly, the program continues to look at the characterization of mortality management in breeding herds and the impact those different strategies have also on virus transmission and herd detection rates.
The Morrison Swine Health Monitoring Project annual report can be accessed through Schick's August e-newsletter at swinehealth.org. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.